Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging. Matthew chapter 6. We'll read verses 9 through 13, the entire Lord's Prayer, and we will focus on that petition of our daily bread. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through verse 13. Please listen and follow along silently as I read aloud. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus said, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that this prayer would be effectual in our own prayer lives, that we would draw nearer to Christ through the delightful truths this prayer teaches us to pray. We pray that you would provide for us body and soul. We pray that you would help us to direct our prayers in this most vital of important matters. We ask this in Jesus' name, and let us all say, Amen. I'd like to begin the sermon with a humorous poem about dieting. It goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down and do push-ups. He leads me past the refrigerator. He restores my waistline. Yea, though I walk through the bakery, I shall not falter, for thou art with me. Thy Nutrasweet and Splenda, they comfort me. Surely skim milk and yogurt shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will be thin forever. Amen. Now, I hope many of us here are concerned with our bodies. That's what we spoke about last week under the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread." And I hope you are praying about the physical needs of life. I certainly found myself praying much more about that this past week. I hope you're paying attention to the physical side of life, to your diet, exercise, and moderation. After all, 1 Timothy 4, verse 8, Paul does say that the bodily exercise is profitable. And did not last week Jesus teach us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? But in our enthusiasm for health and fitness in this day and age, I hope that you do not spend more energy on your body than you do upon your soul. For that would be a grave error. That would be a poor understanding of this fourth petition that we're studying tonight, "Give us this day our daily bread." Because you see, in the final three petitions of the Lord's Prayer, only one is for the body and two are for the soul. And so I have to ask you, dear church, are you spending more time in caring for your body than you do for your soul? This is a very American problem. We spend so much time on our physical, not enough time on our spiritual. I'm afraid that we spend so much time on focusing on sleeping and eating and bathing and grooming and dressing and exercising. All of those store more passion in our lives as modern Christians than things such as praying and singing and meditating and thinking and resolving. And dear church, that should not be. There is a certain preeminence that the Bible gives to the human soul, to you and I on the inside of our skin. Now, don't get me wrong. The human body is very important. God created the body. Jesus assumed a body in the incarnation. The Holy Spirit indwells our bodies. But it is the soul that the Scripture regularly commends. Listen to these verses. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Matthew 10, 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 4, 4. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. In Catechism Club, we teach the kids that wonderful phrase about the soul, that is, I have a soul that can never die. Dear church, the body dies, but the soul never dies. You can be right with God even if your body is sick, but you cannot be right with God if your soul is sick. And that is why Jesus said life is more than food. The body is more than clothing. So Christians must seek spiritual things first and the physical things to follow. And I'm reminded of a story of a missionary who served on the Ivory Coast. And an African pastor was passing through on his way to Chad, the nation of Chad, where a civil war was raging. And the missionary noticed that the pastor had not completely filled his suitcase to the limit. And so he asked, well, what can I give you to take back home since you have extra 40 pounds of baggage allowance? Would you like sugar? Would you like powdered milk? Would you like medicine? And the pastor said, if I could, I would like some Bibles and a few good books. Back home, we lost everything in the war, and we've learned that a place to place less importance on that which passes away and more on that which lasts. So let's do the same. Yes, take care of our bodies, but tend to your soul. And so I believe, dear church, this petition, give us this day our daily bread, actually has some lessons, not only to teach us about the body, but also about the soul. And we'll look at those today. Two lessons, to be exact, two points in tonight's message. The first point in our prayer lives, the first point is that we should pray for our souls. Pray for our souls. And secondly, we should pray for our souls daily. First, let us pray for our souls. Look at verse 11. It says that phrase, give us this day our daily bread. Now, let's pause. As you remember, last week we learned in the proper explanation of this verse that bread in this verse means bread. Bread means bread. It's not a shocker. It means any basic necessity that we need to preserve and build life. And so we're not making the mistake of the early church who completely spiritualized this bread. But we would be foolish to miss this fact, dear church, that in the Bible, bread is a strong symbol of spiritual food. It really is. In fact, there is only one other place in the entire Bible where there is a request to give us bread. And in the middle of a sermon about spiritual bread in John 6. In John 6, verse 32, Jesus said these words. He says, Moses has given you bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. And they answered Jesus, from now on, give us this bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never grow hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And so there the Jews are thinking of physical bread. Give us this manna, this great manna, you know, comes down from heaven and keeps replenishing, and it's miracle bread. And Jesus turns them at the very moment when they say, give us this bread, to things of the soul. So there's this priority of the soul, and for that, we need spiritual bread. So what does it mean for us to pray, give me this day my daily spiritual bread, or our spiritual bread? Well, it means to receive more and more of Jesus into our lives, more and more of the bread of life into our lives as the source of all spiritual life. We're praying daily that each day we would draw nearer to Christ, that we would have our souls filled with Christ. Christians cannot live in this world without physical bread, we know. But neither can we live in this world without filling up on the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ saturating our life will be hollow. We get spiritually hungry and irritable and weak and sick, and we falter. You know, this happened regularly to the Old Testament church. Israel desired the things that of this world rather than the things of God. And so God would give them all of those physical things, but then sent leanness to their soul. Psalm 106, verse 15. Have you ever found yourself in that spot? Have you ever found yourself there where you are rich in things, but poor in the soul? This is a very American experience. Think about it with me. Think about that special day. A day you planned maybe weeks, months, years ago, where you planned a very special day, and it was going to be a shopping day. It was going to be a shop till you drop kind of day. A shopping day. You go, you pick out clothes, and you try them on, and then you have to pause to get a bite to eat, and then maybe you go visit a hair salon, maybe even get a manicure or have a facial if you're one of the ladies, but still there's something missing. You've pursued the physical with alacrity, but that whole day can end with a bit of emptiness in the soul. So we find ourselves spiritually shriveling and fading away. And dear church, when you find yourself in that position, that's a great time to say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, the real bread, the real stuff. Give us more and more of Jesus Christ. And dear church, how will we know when that prayer is getting answered? It will happen when you and I start thinking a lot more about God than we do. It will happen when we start acting more like God than we do. It will happen when we enjoy more and more of the fruit of God's Spirit and bear fruit for God's kingdom. That's what spiritual life looks like. Spiritual life does not mean we'll have more friends, lots more money, lots of peace and affluence. Spiritual life means more love, more joy, more peace, more patience in the Lord. That is when we know He's answering that prayer. I often wonder if that's why the modern church today is always turning to the next new thing. The next new thing. Is it because we lack spiritual bread? I mean, we multiply our activities, we triple the things we do, we conduct surveys and polls, we bounce from one conference to the next, but we are never satisfied and remain spiritually hungry. Have we become prayerless for the spiritual bread? Do we think we can solve our problems, that we can juice up our spirit, that we can cause the spiritual growth? And so we've stopped asking Jesus for the spiritual bread and we dry up. Nowadays, churches are doing some desperate things, trying to get some measure of God's Spirit, all the while empty. We need Christ. We need more and more of Christ. Christ is the one who converted us when we were dead in our sins and trespasses. Christ is the one who gives power to believe and pray and grow and press on. If Christ loosens his grip upon us, we will fail and we will fall. So we must pray, give us this day our spiritual bread. Are you praying for your soul? Are you praying for the souls of your family? Are you praying for the souls of your church? Don't look for the expensive solution. Don't look for the creative solution. Don't look for the ingenious solution. Look at the simple solution to spiritual dryness, Jesus Christ. Ask him today to give you spiritual life. This brings us to our second point. Second point, final point in our message. The first is to ask him for spiritual bread. The second, dear church, listen closely, is this: ask it daily. Ask for it daily. You see, not only should we depend upon God for everything material and spiritual, but we should do it daily. Give us this day implies daily prayer. You know, Jesus could have changed it in his prayer. He could have taught us to pray weekly. He could have taught us to pray monthly. He could have taught us to pray yearly. He might have commanded an annual prayer. Give us this year our food for the coming year. And then we would have been done for 364 days. He might have commanded weekly prayer. Give us this week our weekly bread. But instead, Jesus teaches daily prayer, expressing daily dependence upon God. And this is so important, because here Jesus is commanding daily walking with God, daily relating to God. This petition teaches we're not to be Sunday-only Christians. We are not to be Easter-only Christians or Christmas-only Christians. We're not to be just foxhole Christians. We are to be daily Christians, daily seeking bread for body and soul from God. Have you ever wondered if the Bible really teaches a daily Bible reading, a daily quiet time? A time of private prayer and daily reading at home? Well, here is the answer staring you in the face. Give us this day. The standard practice of the church since the time of the Reformation has been to enjoy weekday prayer at home and the Lord's Day prayer at church. And whether you do it as a private individual or as a family or a congregation, Jesus clearly envisions daily communion with him. Let's express it daily. You know, in the communicant class we have for our teenagers here at church, I've often taught the kids that one meal a day will not do. One spiritual meal a week will not do. We must turn to God daily, not only for bread, but for every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Daily we should pray. Daily we should meditate. Daily we should pray without ceasing. So what does unceasing mean? It means without ceasing from daily prayer. That's an obvious one. To pray without ceasing, as Paul says, definitely means to not cease from daily prayer. Do we pray because it's a new legalism each day? Do we pray each day because we're legalist, or it's new legislation or new legalism, a new rigid prayer calendar? My pastor, who mentored me for many years, actually visited Lynn and I this week. And he and his wife could only stay with us 12 hours. They were passing through, but what a night of fellowship we had. And I'll never forget Larry always telling me these words. He would always say, you know, Steve, we don't pray because we're so disciplined. We pray because we're desperate. Moment by moment, dependence on Christ will sustain us. Only as we abide in him can we do anything. And so by this phrase, Jesus is teaching us absolute dependence upon God in body and soul every day. You know, I remember a few years ago when we were flying back from California, and we would walk by the cockpit, and my kids were much younger back in those days, and we actually learned at that point that many of the pilots of the jets like it when the children peek into the cockpit and say hello. And when we got off the plane that particular journey, one of my little boys walked up to the cockpit, and the pilot was there greeting people, and he gave him a high five, and he said, hey, thanks for the pop and pretzels. And that really pleased the pilot. He liked that a lot. Well, whether it's big or small, thanks or petition, come daily and regularly to God to build that relationship daily. One final word. As you pray each day for spiritual bread, remember that Jesus will fill you up as you share what you have received from others. You and I come to Christ for filling, but you see, you must give it away. You must give it away if you expect to receive more from Him each day. You see, the Scriptures teaches that our lives are a bit like a bottle of perfume. The fragrance is Christ, and we are called to dispense His fragrance to the world. We cannot do it if the bottle is sealed, and so we break the seal and spread Christ around us. And not only will others come to know Him, but Jesus will constantly refill us to overflowing, just as He multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish so that it could be given away. Perhaps you were one who's been raised in the church. Perhaps you have been filled to the brim with spiritual things from God through the church and through your parents. You have been taught the word, but you're not sharing it. That must be corrected. You have been prayed for, but you're not praying for others. That must be corrected. You have been taught the character of Christ, but not giving it away to others. That must be corrected. Because if you don't, a moment will come when you will be full and you cannot absorb anymore. And you may go on year after year after year, knowing the same things, believing the same things, reliving the same old spiritual lessons, but not advancing because you're not giving it away. But if you pour out your blessings to others, sharing Christ with your neighbors, helping to serve the needy, befriending someone who is lonely, then as you pour the fragrance of Christ around you, God will fill you again and again and again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of prayer, and we pray that you would give us this day our daily bread. Care for us both body and soul. We pray that you would give us Jesus, the bread of life. We pray that we would be nourished and strengthened in that most holy faith. That love would be our experience, that hope would be our possession, and that faith would be our possession. We pray, O Lord, that you would help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ and the fruit of the Spirit so that we can give it away. We pray, O Lord, each day for the bread of Christ. We pray for our family members, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters at church. We pray for our extended family. We pray for those in the community of faith, for those in our local community and beyond. We pray for the souls of God's people. We pray that Jesus would fill their hearts and that Jesus would be demonstrably present through lives lived for Him. And help us, O Lord, to stay fresh by giving it away. May we walk with you daily and give it away daily. Stretch us, Lord. Stretch us like a balloon that is blown up and once emptied never returns to its original elasticity. Stretch us, God. Fill us and then grant that we would give it away. Grant us this day our daily bread. We ask this all in Christ's name, and let us all say, Amen.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.